This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Once again, to tend to your health and well-being, courtesy of the expertise of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. He avails himself to us every week after having studied many of the different things that have come out, the studies in various cancer journals and heart journals and neurological journals, all of that stuff. Important in a general sense for somebody, even though he's a specialist in cardiology, he is, I can tell you this from personal experience, he is on top of it when it comes to understanding everything that's going on in the body. He wouldn't tell you he was a specialist or he was an expert in everything, but I do think that, with me anyway, I find, and listeners too, I hear this all the time, are very interested in what he has to say about medicine in general. So with that, and as you are a cardiologist, let's talk about Bernie Sanders and what has happened to him. He got tired. I'm wondering whether he had a history of heart checkups. What happened to him would lead me to believe he hasn't been very good at keeping track of what was going on in his body. Do you agree with that assessment, Ken?
Well, just a few years ago, before the last campaign, his doctor said he had no history of cardiovascular disease. And Bernie Sanders will always stand when he addresses an audience at a political campaign. And a few days ago, he asked for a chair. And this is a lesson for all of us. This is what heart doctors call decreasing exercise tolerance. In order to do the activities that he's accustomed to, he tired earlier. And this is a warning for all of us. When that occurs, time to mention that to the doctor. He also complained of a sudden onset of chest discomfort. So he rushed to the emergency room, and he's directly taken to the cardiac catheterization lab, and an interventional cardiologist immediately puts in two stents to one coronary. Now, diagnostic cardiac catheterization is a procedure that usually does not occur as an emergency. Stenting does not usually occur as an emergency. It's usually after a stress test, you schedule it. When catheterization, Doug, occurs after an emergency, it only occurs in two possibilities. One, if you're having a heart attack, or two, unstable angina, which will lead to a heart attack or permanent damage to the heart muscle if not immediately treated. Both are not good diagnoses. So my assessment of this is that Senator Sanders had unstable angina, or more likely has had a heart attack, which will be diagnosed by blood test, troponin, which shows permanent damage to the heart muscle, and likely EKG changes. And you notice they're being very guarded about any of the information that they're mentioning about Bernie Sanders. So how do you avoid all this? The key is know your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. And then prevention is your lifestyle. And just think about all the things you want to do that Senator Sanders is not doing. And that's eating a good diet, getting exercise, limiting mental stress, get adequate sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, limit alcohol intake, and don't smoke.
Well, I don't know whether he's a smoker or how much he drinks. He does not look, nor has he ever looked to me, since his foray into national politics. He hasn't looked like he was the healthiest human being, no matter what. He and I are about the same age, and I don't
He's 78.
All right, so he's a lot older than I am then. Well, a lot. Everything is relative, I guess, when you get further up.
And he looks his age.
He looks his age.
And
yeah,
more.
He does, yeah. He's heavy. Doesn't look like he eats particularly well. Unfortunately, it'll probably take him out of, not that he was a real serious contender anyway this time around. He was last time around, and a lot of people really believe in his message, which I think now will fall on deaf ears, frankly. But you wish him well. It's a lesson, though. He's provided a great public service without knowing it necessarily. And so I go back around to the actual event of having stints put in. What does that involve? And what is a stent? Because obviously his arteries are blocked. So there's the Roto-Rooter approach, cleaning them out. And then does the stent necessarily come from that, or can you use a stent without doing Roto-Rooter?
Well, let's talk about his prognosis and then the procedure of stenting. People who go in stable to the heart cath lab and get stenting, this is usually a pretty easy procedure. You're in the hospital one night, and you're usually back to work in a couple of days and back to your usual activities within 2 to 3 weeks. It involves putting a tube into the artery, either from the groin or from the arm, and there's a balloon at the tip, and this is blown up, and so the blockage is reduced from usually severe, more than 70%, to usually zero.
So where does the plaque that's in the artery go when you open it up? What happens is not extricated.
It's pushed into the wall.
Oh. So what keeps it from breaking loose and going through your system?
It's pushed into the wall, and maybe tiny little fragments may break off, but it doesn't cause a stroke. You don't get big enough pieces to break off, but it's pushed into the wall. And then after that, remember those little springs on the ballpoint pens that we used to play with?
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
That's what a stent somewhat looks like. It's a wire mesh. It's, again, put at the tip of this tube, the catheter. It's advanced to the site where the obstruction was just opened up, and then this balloon is again opened up, so the stent, the wire mesh, is opened up and pushed into the walls of the circulation tube, and this keeps the pipe open and keeps the plaque in the wall that we just opened up.
So what the practical side of this is, how you just said it takes a couple of days or a couple of weeks, and you're back on your feet.
When it's performed in the stable angina patient. And the big difference here is that Bernie Sanders was the unstable angina patient or the heart attack patient. And this is a very big difference in terms of prognosis.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think his prognosis is?
Well,
did you say, having had the same experience with some of your patients, what happens?
He is in the unstable angina or heart attack because he did not have stable symptoms. They came on suddenly. He had not been having them going on, and we didn't schedule him electively for his heart catheterization. So he's in the unstable angina or heart attack. And these people react variably. It really depends on the patient, what kind of health they were in before the procedure, and some will bounce back in the next several weeks. Most will feel a bit tired after this procedure if they've had unstable angina or heart attack, and some take many weeks to bounce back. So it really depends on how big, if he did have injury permanent to the heart, and it depends a lot on his health prior to this event. But this is very different to the people who we know who usually undergo cardiac catheterization when it's done electively. They're having stable symptoms. They go and mow the lawn, and they get chest discomfort. They rest, and it feels better. They don't go to the emergency room suddenly because of the onset of new symptoms occurring usually at rest and rush to the heart catheterization lab with emergency stenting. That's a very different situation than how most people get to the cardiac cath lab, and Bernie got to it this emergent
route. That's what brings me back around. Final question here has to do with whether his doctors were doing him justice or service. This stuff doesn't just happen. It doesn't just overnight slow you down, or does it? I mean, under the circumstances, he seemed to be popping right along, and then he got tired. So does the actual event, the fact that your artery is plugged up, does it get plugged up fast?
Well, what happens is there's plaque rupture. and it's these 30 to 60% narrowings in the circulation to the heart, which fly below the radar of a stress test. Stress test picks up 70% or more narrowing, and these are the chronic stable angina patients because they have these 70% or more blockages. They exert themselves, and they feel the symptoms, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness, and then you go to the cath lab scheduled, and you open these things up. Whereas these unexpected emergency, unstable angina, heart attacks, they're due to the 30 to 60% narrowings, which don't cause symptoms. They suddenly plaque rupture and obstruct the blood flow, and that's why you have these acute events. That's what he had.
Yeah. How much of it has to do with mental? You said, we're talking about stress. You've always said to me and on this program how much of a killer stress is.
Huge.
The definition of stress, though, I mean, some people can take more than others. I think I can take more than most, and I think my health shows it, although I don't like stress for any number of reasons. Why would you like it? But I wonder with him if the fact that he's not doing well in the polls, for example, you start thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Does that crank up the juices so that it makes something like this more likely to happen?
Absolutely. He's been under a lot of mental stress. He is on an incredible schedule in multiple states in a short period of time. He's clearly, I'm sure, not getting enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. You can see the diet in the campaign,
right,
the kind of foods
well.
He's eating, yeah. Not
rubber
the most heart healthy.
Night.
And he's not getting regular exercise. You can tell how he looks. This is not a man who's in the gym every day.
No. That's putting it mildly. All right. Well, hold a good thought for Senator Bernie Sanders. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you if you're looking for health in all the right places. First place you look is in the mirror. And how do you look? How are you feeling? Are you in need of losing weight and now you've admitted to yourself, I got to go on a diet. I've got to exercise. I've got to eat the right foods. I've got to do all of those things. Well, you'll get fabulous support in doing that from the information that comes from folks at Calitrin, but also their product, Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is the first choice, the best choice, actually the only choice for losing weight the healthy way. There's no extra yucca bunga in any of this. The main formula is collagen protein and aloe vera. That's what's in it. Calitrin's collagen protein, highest quality. Aloe vera, highest quality. You need a 4, 5, 6 month supply. Right now is a big sale. You can save a lot of money on as much as you need. Go to calitrin.com. You'll also get free shipping too, by the way, when you use the DJV code. So buy it now and enjoy health. Calitrin.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Service and on your side. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Our most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com is a focus on gum disease, among many other things, and its effects on hypertension and your health in general. Half of adults over 40 have gum disease. We discuss that and explain it. Also, a focus on frequency of hot flashes in menopausal women. It's an adjunct to our conversation, what it leads to, that sort of thing. Remember, Ken's a cardiologist, so our focus is a lot on heart health. Also on this current podcast, a new study showing what happens to children who grow up with parents who smoke. It's not a pretty picture. Get the details at gooddayhealthshow.com. Question, do you know what happens to your body after 2 weeks of not exercising? Answer to that question, and again, not a pretty picture, at gooddayhealthshow.com. And do you know the important part of the omega-6 discussion, how it plays a role in your heart's health? If you don't know that, then you really need to listen to this podcast. And you can learn, this is my favorite part of the discussion, Ken, why farm dirt is good for you. That's in the current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, and an overview of the flu shots, flu vaccines, that sort of thing. So we always cover lots of ground. Check out the meat and potatoes of our discussions that are captured in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. We're talking about Bernie Sanders. If you are in that league, there are very few people in this country who can diagnose and handle a lot of the work that goes with having to really help people who are in Bernie's condition. Ken is one of them. If you care to have a really good scientific approach, it's based on his research and
so forth. He did a lot of research at his cardiological unit, late cardiology, but also there's evidence-based medicine that Ken calls upon to render decisions on people and give them advice on what to do. So if you feel like that's for you, you might want to visit with Ken. His clinic's number is 352-735-1400. For those of you in the Orlando area who are listening, note this number. Easy to get in to Ken. 352-735-1400. And he doesn't have the typical office hours. Was it? I called you last week. It was 8 o'clock and you were still with a patient, I think, right? Was that last week? I think
we don't look at the clock.
Nope, it's important not to. Okay, so there's information now on the stroke rate. Older Americans have strokes. My dad died of a stroke. And so what's the latest, I never do this right, statistic on the stroke rates?
This is up to the date out of the medical journal, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the neurology edition just this week, Doug. So starting in the late 1980s, stroke rates among older Americans began to fall. And this decline, fortunately, shows no sign of stopping. Between 1987 and 2017, the rate of stroke, Doug, incidence among Americans aged 65 and older dropped by one-third per decade. That's a big drop. And this pattern has been steady with no leveling off in recent years. So you always ask me why.
I was about to come out of my mouth. Okay, why is the rate going down? What's going on?
And it's unclear why. Fewer older adults are smokers, which is a major risk factor for stroke. But on the other hand, some of the other risk factors, such as high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, which are now more common because of the obesity epidemic, work against this. So getting high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes under control can cut the risk of stroke. But there are other factors such as exercise, salt intake, and overall diet. And the not-so-good news, maybe we'll talk about when we come back from the break.
All right. More on strokes. It's 28 past on Good Day Health.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter and their dealings in both countries. The president on Twitter saying, as the president of the U.S., I have an absolute right, perhaps even a duty, to investigate corruption. And that would include asking or suggesting other countries to help us out, explanation point. More on the story now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, President Trump said Ukraine should be investigating the Bidens. Also in China, which is why Trump says China should also be investigating the former VP and his son.
Because what happened to China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
And the president suggesting the Bidens have scammed other countries. He also argued that the Democratic impeachment efforts are crumbling.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're hopeful about your health and well-being. That's probably because you're listening to this program. It's called Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. We're in the middle of a conversation about the stroke rate among older Americans, which seems to be going down, the numbers of people. Is it percentages or is it the actual numbers? Because the population continues to grow numerically. So how are these figures, how are these
both
statistics arrived? So it's both sides. Okay. Right. It's a real change.
You know, you were talking about the causes, and I was going to query you about, you know, my father, you never got to know him, but you certainly helped me a lot understand what was going on. He had his first stroke at 88, and then a couple of more, and he died of one in 91, or at the age of 91. He was a boxer. He was a football player. He had Meniere's disease, a lot of things, the inner ear and the stuff that was around your inner ear, your head, your brain, all of those things, I think, affected, and we've talked about this, you know, people who are, that's one of the problems with football players or soccer players. You know, there are the Alzheimer's and dementia is one thing, but the stroke and what goes on in your brain in terms of blood flow, if you have your head beat around all the time, it's not going to be good for the flow of blood, right?
Well, I think in your dad's situation, he was a smoker, right?
No, well, he smoked a little when he was younger, but not. He wasn't like my mother. My mother was a chain smoker. He was not. He stopped. He sort of, when he was an athlete, he didn't smoke. For a while, when we were younger, he did. But I remember when he was, I remember it vividly, actually. Excuse me. He was 41 years old, and he was driving along. And he was going to, he thought, okay, I'm going to smoke. And then he looked at the package and he said, what am I doing this for? And he threw him out. He never smoked again. He could stop. Some people could, some people couldn't. My mother couldn't, but he could.
But he probably smoked for a couple of decades, didn't he?
I don't know whether it was a couple of decades.
20 to 40s?
Yeah, maybe. Late 20s, early 40s.
That certainly had a role.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't get to the doctor a whole lot. So
no, I wouldn't have thought so. Not
so we either. Don't know how his blood pressure was, his cholesterol, no, his blood sugar.
By the time he was 50, and it was because I was on him to do. He started having fibrillations when he was in his early 50s.
Atrial fibrillation.
He felt it but didn't know what to do. So I've been going to the local to my family doctor. My mother had been, and my sister didn't much, but I wanted to take care of my body. So I had him go to Dr. Johnson, and Johnson told him right away what he had to do, and he right away went to a cardiologist, and they right away put him on dioxin or digitoxin or something, and then later Coumadin, and I think that's what contributed, frankly, to his stroke.
Yes, and back in those days, Ken,
40 years he had atrial fibrillation.
Right. Back in those days, we weren't as effective at treating atrial fibrillation, and so only 70% of the strokes occur from narrowing of the pipes from the heart to the brain, the carotid arteries. Uh-huh. And we don't often realize that 30% of strokes occur from electrical rhythm abnormalities from the heart. Atrial fibrillation is the most common one, where the top of the heart starts beating like a bag of worms, like what your father had, and this creates clots, and these clots are then propelled to the brain, clog up the circulation, causing stroke. 30% of strokes occur this way. So your father may have had atrial fibrillation as a contributing factor to his stroke.
Yeah. I definitely think he did. Yeah, he was not a heavy man. He was always in good shape. He's about my height and weight. And he kept himself in very good shape, played golf, I think I told you. He figured in, I think he was 45, 46, and he'd become an avid, he was always a sportsman, became an avid golfer, loved to play golf, so he arranged his life. When my mother got sick in the 60s, he bought a small place down in Palm Beach County, and from that point on, every day of his life, he played golf. Until he had the stroke.
Well,
he would play. He'd figure his life. So he belonged to a country club up here in Massachusetts. And when the weather got bad, he'd make sure he was down in Palm Beach playing golf.
Well, let me just expand from the story about older people and the incidence going down. Because the not-so-good news from this report is the incidence of stroke among younger people has been inching up in recent years. And the death rate from stroke, which has been declining, has recently stalled. Doug, and is starting to reverse course. It might be because folks are now having more severe strokes. So it's important we all know the warning signs of a stroke. Some of the warning signs include a drooping or numbness on one side of the face, arm weakness or numbness, slurred speech, sudden confusion or difficulty seeing or walking, or the worst headache of your life. So don't delay getting help. Time saved is brain saved if you have any of these symptoms.
Well, isn't it, don't we have that aspirin thing? thing if you feel like you're
having a stroke, do not take an aspirin because it could be a bleeding. If you're having a heart attack, you want to chew an aspirin. Very important question.
Right. Okay. So let me turn this around. What did your father... Well, your father was a doctor, wasn't he? Do I remember?
No, my mother was a nurse.
My mother was a nurse, yeah, okay. So what was it that killed your father?
My father expired at age 89 from aortic stenosis, blockage of the exit door of the heart. A few years before this TAVR, now we do it without opening up the chest. We do it from the catheter, can put in a new heart valve. And he just did not, at age 89, want to have open heart surgery. Had he had this blockage of the exit door, aortic stenosis, maybe just 3 or 4 years later, he would have been a good candidate for doing it through the tube, the leg.
So were you? Was he a patient of yours? Did you keep track of what was going on with him?
It's not a good idea for a physician to be the primary first-line doctor for your parents, your family. But I certainly was involved and interacted with his doctors.
Why do you say that? What's the why?
Because you don't act objectively. You act emotionally, and a good doctor has to act objectively. You know, you have to be sensitive.
See, now, I thought your love of me was the reason you gave me such good care.
Well,
it was an emotional.
Well, you know, some doctors won't take care of their friends, but I can put the firewall up there. But for your parents, it's really difficult. It doesn't mean we abandon our close family. We stay in there, but it would have not been a good idea for me to be his primary cardiologist. But I respected my father's wishes. He did not want to be operated on. My brother, who's a urologist, was very upset about this, and we had a little bit of a conflict, which we've now resolved. But you know, it was very hard for my brother to accept that my father just wouldn't have surgery and would die.
My sons, the doctors. Okay, let's
bless
get
your
to
heart, Richard.
Richard is the brother. There's a study out this week suggesting that if you lose 10% of your body weight and you got type 2 diabetes, you could be helping yourself out a whole lot. Yes?
Great news out of Diabetic Medicine Medical Journal this week. Type 2 diabetes, it's a metabolic condition characterized by the body's inability to sufficiently process sugar or blood glucose. As a result, the blood sugar levels are persistently high. Type 2 diabetes, Doug, can lead to various complications, including heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, kidney problems, and vision problems. It's usually treated with medication, diet, and exercise. But the good news from this new study found that people who achieve a moderate weight loss, that's 10% weight loss, within the first few years of a type 2 diabetes diagnosis, they could actually send the condition into remission. This means getting off all medication treating their diabetes.
Yeah. I think this is becoming more and more a focus here for all the, I suppose, all the wrong reasons, but all the right reasons, because diabetes is a very, it's difficult. And we've come across a product called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It's a good way for me to introduce it to people thinking about diabetes and what's the problem. You got type 2 diabetes, maybe you're pre-diabetic, maybe you're just like me, you like to eat candy and ice cream and cake and that sort of thing. So I'm not suggesting, nor is anybody else, the folks at Curalin are not telling you to abuse yourself and think that everything's going to be fine when you take a couple of these capsules every day. It does present advanced modern glucose support more than any other thing that's out there as a dietary supplement. It is designed to help people with type 2 diabetes or those who are pre-diabetic or even those who are like sugar fans, as am I. Maybe I can send you to Curalin.net, and it will help you understand what's going on. And then by understanding what's going on, you can use that information and take this with confidence, Curalin, so that you know that you're going to be dealing with the blood levels of the sugar levels in your blood. Curalin is spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N, and it is the most important thing for those of you who have this problem to deal with it. Deal with it in a natural way. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin at Curalin.net. Get the natural support that you need and want. And right now, $20 off your first bottle is yours if you use the coupon code DJV when you go to Curolin.net to order. Coupon code DJV. Join the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who find out that there is a way, a natural way, to be in control of your sugar content, the sugar in your blood. Use the promo code DJV to get started at Curolin.net.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within two bills. Requires new line of service. If canceled early, remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
All right, continue along now with the research Ken has done. You've found a source for the best cancer-fighting foods that we have available to us, yes?
Yes, I'm going to list seven.
All right, starting with
number seven. Apples. Polyphenols that have anti-cancer properties are present in apples.
Number six.
Berries. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary fibers, and antioxidants.
Number five.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, cauliflower, kale. They contain beneficial nutrients including vitamin C, vitamin K, and manganese. Cruciferous vegetables also contain sulforaphane, a plant compound with anti-cancer properties.
Number four.
Carrots. They contain several essential nutrients including vitamin K, vitamin A, and antioxidants.
Number three.
Fatty fish, including salmon, mackerel, and anchovies, is rich in essential nutrients such as vitamin B, potassium, and omega-3 fatty acids.
Number two.
Walnuts. They contain a substance called pendukolugans, which the body metabolizes into urolithins. And these urolithins, exactly, are compounds that bind to estrogen receptors and may play a role in preventing breast cancer. Walnuts. All nuts, in fact, but walnuts are the most studied.
Number one.
Legumes, such as beans, peas, and lentils, they're very high in fiber.
Very good. All right, here's some good news. Optimism and what it does for the quality of your life, according to this study, Ken.
Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Network Open, a sunny outlook on life may do more than make you smile. Doug, new research, it suggests it could also guard against heart attacks, strokes, and early death. Optimists, they have a 35% lower risk for the most serious complications due to heart disease compared to pessimists. Hopefully Bernie Sanders is an optimist.
Let's hope. And hopefully all our listeners are optimists as well. I find you are optimistic. I am, I think, most of the time. I think sometimes I get a little cynical. But it's all, you know, it's part of that is what you grow up around or what you're exposed to or what you allow yourself to be exposed to. Maybe that's a word to the wise. Good Day Health continues with Dr. Ken. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions. Send them along to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen if you want. Doug at DougSteffen.com. We'll find and glean the best questions. For example, here's a question about children and veganism. I know you don't necessarily believe in the vegan lifestyle anyway. So I guess, can we be objective, though, about this? Is it good for a child to follow, if their parents are vegans, what happens if the children follow suit?
Well, let's define the words a little bit, because so making sure that we're all talking from the same table. And we're going to define this, I guess, as using or containing no animal products. A person who does not eat or use animal products.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Certainly this diet is better than a Twinkie, high white flour, nothing but saturated fats and eating bakery goods, and that's it. Certainly it's better. But we talked a few weeks ago about some of the new risks that have been identified with vegan, and we talked a lot this week about strokes. And the study that we mentioned a few weeks ago talked about how a vegan diet increases your risk of having a stroke. So I'm a big believer in the Mediterranean diet, but I understand the emotional issues involved with the strong belief.
Eating flesh, yeah.
Yes. So you just have to realize that there may be some issues out there. Perhaps you're at risk of having a stroke. And also, you just have to make sure you get adequate protein. That's one of the real challenges of eating a vegan diet.
All right. So I'll just throw my two cents worth in.
Please.
In terms of being a vegan, I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan. I do try to stay within the confines generally of eating those foods, although I do eat fish from time to time. I eat a lot of beans now, much to the distress of people sometimes around me, but I find that to be good protein, and that's kind of what you need. With a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, you don't get a lot of protein unless you're eating the right greens. Then you can kind of supplement. But at any rate, okay, so let's move on. The latest, next question has to do the latest talk on calcium, or the latest take on calcium. Is it bad for the arteries? Dr. Ken, what are your thoughts about the L, what is it, L-serine, S-E-R-I-N-E? It's going to be one of those L, like glutamine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This person says her creatinine is above 400. She stopped taking cholesterol medication 2 months ago. So what? All right. So what do you think about calcium? And you've always warned me on that, I think.
Well, I don't know what is above 400. It wouldn't be her creatinine, or she would have no kidneys. Because above 1.4 is some kidney issues.
Maybe it's the wrong. Maybe she means 4.4.
Creatinine should be 1.2 or less on most lab values.
Okay.
That's a measure of the kidney function. But calcium, you remember, you go back to a couple of decades, everywhere you listened on radio, they were pushing calcium, calcium, calcium.
Yep.
And I, even in those days, was warning you about this, that to be cautious. Because one of the two types of plaques that obstruct the circulation from head to toe is a hard calcified plaque. And I always wondered, if you take all this calcium in, is it getting into the circulation of the heart? Where I see it, is that how it's happening? Well, we now know that if you take calcium orally without vitamin D, it will end up plaquing your circulation. So right. If you need calcium, and the reason why is because you need it in your bones so you don't get osteoporosis, soft bones, and that's why people really later in life push calcium, make sure you take it with vitamin D, and don't take it on your own. Talk to your doctor, because you don't want to do yourself in and have a heart attack or stroke because you're taking too much calcium.
All right, this is probably a quick one. The best type of endurance training. What do you prefer for yourself for health and heart conditioning?
Whatever
marathons or short bursts of exercise?
Well, whatever you enjoy doing. Yes, intervals is what the trainers will tell you. Short bursts and then a lower rate than short bursts. And that's the absolute ideal way to do your aerobic exercise. But the key is, unless you want to be a world-class athlete, whatever it is you enjoy doing, get out there, move, either in the gym, if you like being in nature, even better. But just do on a regular basis. If you haven't been in an exercise program, get checked out first. But do it. Whatever you enjoy, move, move, move.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. You can contact him at his office, 352-735-1400. It is 59 minutes past the hour.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.